Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Blog Talk Radio Show.
Hi, everybody, and happy New Year's Day. I know much of the country seems to be in frozen temperatures, but as all things in life, frozen temperatures don't last. And as quick as last year was, you just know that we're going to be back in warm temperatures again, and things are going to change and be for the better. Well, that's what we're hoping for. Anyway, that's what I'm hoping for. I actually have an assignment this week, since it's New Year's week, to give you the one tool that I think is the most important tool to actually make changes this year. And I'm not talking about changes like, well, I'm going to finally go to the gym. I'm talking about those stubborn personality changes. And I will admit, I am speaking from experience. Now, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions because I think if it's that important, you'll start right away. Doesn't have to be on the 1st of January. And you'll stick with it. You know, you don't have to get overwhelmingly all, like, I just got out of the gym, guys, and I'm seeing all these new faces again, and people are just, you know, you can tell they haven't done anything in a long time, and they're going crazy on the bicycle and elliptical and all that stuff. Those people won't last. They're just, like, trying to overwhelm and overdo it here on the first day of January, and I'm going to tell you, by February the 1st, all those people are going to be gone in there. How do I know that? Because it happens every single year, dude. Every year, I see the same thing. You have to learn sometimes to be patient with yourself and take baby steps when you make changes. It's okay. You're just basically moving in the direction. You're flowing in the direction that you're supposed to be going in. You don't have to take these big, huge, giant leaps and have, you know, a cardiac arrest because you decided on January the 1st was the day of the beginning of the year that you're finally going to get in shape. It's okay to modify and moderate and work with your body. Now, it's one thing that yoga teaches. You know, I come from a very traditional martial arts based out of the military, hand-to-hand combat, the Korean military. Many of you who study know what Tung Soo Do is, and it's considered a hard form. I did that. I still do it. I still teach it. I also do yoga now, and have been for several years. And one thing about yoga I do like is it's like, you know what, there's no competition. There's just, you honestly work with your body and know that you will get there and you will arrive, but everybody's different. And you have to work with what you have and work with your own body before you can finally arrive to where you need to arrive. You don't need to beat yourself up and be so hard on yourself about stuff like that. See, the point is, as long as you're moving in the direction that you're supposed to be moving in, you are making the right decisions. The worst thing you can do is quit, you know, and not do anything. I've been athletic pretty much my entire adult life as far as working out and stuff like that. Someone wrote something on my Facebook page the other day that knew me when I was like in my teens. You know, I remember when you were the aerobics queen. I did. I went and got certified in aerobics, and it was back in the day when it was like no pain, no gain. And I tell you what, man, that was dumb because now I feel it. That on top of 28 years of martial arts, my knees are paying the price for all that stuff. But the thing that I've realized now with a little bit of maturity is it's okay if I go to the gym and literally just stretch for the day and do a quick yoga workout. Some days my body doesn't want to do the things that the world in fitness say you got to do 3 or 4 times a week or whatever. You know what? You don't know me. You don't know my body. I do. And so I've learned the hard way, by the way my knees are and the way my back is when I get out of bed in the morning. You know what? Work with yourself And as long as you're moving in the direction you're supposed to be moving in, you're making progress. Okay, so that's just part of what I want to talk about today. And the word, my Eden assignment today word is flow. Flow. That is the one tool that a lot of us need to really manifest the differences we want to see for this new year. And I say that most of us because I know that a lot of people, like myself, are control freaks. I say that with all constructiveness. I'm talking about myself. I'll be the first to tell you, dude, I am a control freak. I feel like if I get it done, I know it's going to be done right. I know it's going to be quick and efficient. And I can't say that for other people in the world. I mean, I'm not picking on anybody in particular, but, you know, I know me and I trust me and I know I'll get it done. I'll do a good job. But that's unfortunately not really the healthiest choice in life for us to make. People who are in charge, people with dominant personalities, it's very hard for them to learn how to just flow, just be in the moment and flow with things. And that's something I personally am trying to work on this year. You know, in martial arts, everybody loves Bruce Lee, and he had this saying, maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, it's called, be water friend. Be water friend. You see, Bruce Lee at the time was not very accepted when he came on the scene because he was going against all these traditional philosophies in fighting, in combat. He was the first to come out and go, listen, when you're fighting, flow with it. Just flow. I mean, and everybody's like, what? That's a fighting technique that you just flow with the fight? People couldn't grasp that. Of course, now, you know, he's the martial arts megastar of all time, and everybody's like, oh, yes, Bruce Lee. Yeah, we understand what you mean now, flow. But not just flow in combat in the ring, but flow in life is what he's trying to say in a philosophical way, because in the traditional martial arts philosophy, when you have the yin-yang symbol, it's always like the opposites attract. So if somebody's hard to you, you want to counterattack that softly. And he's basically saying in a more modern term, flow with what's coming your way. Don't try to fight against it. And that was blowing people's minds back then when he came on the scene. But, man, does that make sense. It makes so much sense. Just to, you know what, guys, especially you karate teachers and stuff out there, it's got to be in charge of everything, and you business people, you know, and the managers, the cops, the ministers. These are people that have very dominant personalities that feel like they always have to be in charge of stuff. And this is the year where you really need to just flow with stuff and just chill out a little bit and be like water. Be water, friend, and really try not to constantly stress out over every single thing that everybody's doing in your world. That's real tough. But I want to challenge you on that one concept. You know, different things in your life can cause you to be a control freak. It could be everything from genetics to, you know, something somewhere along your journey as a younger person where you said, man, if I'm going to get out of this situation, I'm going to have to put it in the gear and make it happen. And I probably am more leaning toward that way for myself, where I just knew I was in a situation as a young person. I didn't like it. I didn't want to be poor. I didn't want to have all these horrible circumstances in my life. And, you know, it was sink or swim, and I decided I was going to put it in the gear and swim. And I remember as soon as I was old enough to drive, I mean, I was in school, but, you know, I took on three jobs in addition to being in school and taking all the college, we called it college prep courses back then, and doing everything that I needed to do. I just, there was no way I wanted to be in the circumstances that I was brought up in. And I was fortunate because I had that mentality with a lot of young people today, and I have for many, many, many years now. And I know that's very rare to have somebody that will actually look around and go, this isn't me. I'm not going to do this. And I wish I would have known back then what I know now, that I had every bit of potential just naturally to succeed in this world in any way that I wanted to. Because, you know, I always say this about kids. I have a heart for kids. I mean young people, teenagers, because they don't really get a lot of credit. And, you know, from my own experience, if someone would have said, hey, man, listen, you got everything you need in this world to succeed in life. You just keep focused on making good judgment calls. It would have made a big difference in my life, but everybody thinks, oh, there's a kid. Oh, she's young and healthy. She's got everything that she needs. I'm just, let her go. And programming our young people, they're going to be the adults of tomorrow. It's very important that we give them a sense of self-worth, which is what I do. I've been doing it for many, many years. I have a martial arts program that I started back in the late 90s, and it's an inner city martial arts where I went into the community and I actually help less fortunate teenagers, young people, learn discipline and focus through traditional Tung Soo Do. And it has taken off in a huge, huge way, in ways I just never imagined. I never tried to be as my master always said, a big hat. I never tried to be a big person. I just wanted to try to make a difference. And I still think that. I get a lot of feedback. Oh, Karen, you should do this. You should do that. You're going to be big if you do this. You need to do that. And I'm like, I don't really care. You know what? I just want to make a difference in the lives of people. And the cards always fall in the best way for me when I do that. I don't know why. I've done many shows about that. I don't know why, when you really just try to help and make a difference in the world, the cards fall in place and you end up getting bigger. But it is very, very true. But when I started this martial arts program, I had young people in mind. I was getting street kids, gang members, just kids who didn't get a lot at home as far as of discipline and focus. And I do mean discipline. When I say discipline, people sometimes think of the military. You know, as a martial arts instructor, if you are one, you know that there's a difference. There's just a love in your heart you have for your students when you're tough on them. You do it out of love. You do it because you know that it's going to help them in the long run, even though they're probably dying out there right now and hate it. You know, so this is the stuff a lot of them don't get at home. So as a result of working with an international organization, the program got picked up and went all over the world. And now I really have it in my heart this year to put into gear to work with Native American youth. They're so under the radar, and they've got so many issues, and no one ever really expends a lot of time with them. Would you do me a favor sometime in the course of your New Year's and just say a prayer for Native Americans, Native American young people? Guys, we're talking about twice the suicide rate, three times the alcohol and drug abuse rate, the crimes committed on reservations. There's not enough law enforcement to really even suffice for the issues that take place, especially with females on reservations. It's horrible what's going on in the Native American world today, and they don't really get a lot of attention. And I really want to bring them to the forefront and just say, you know, if you could remember them in your prayers and pray for me and my group as we try to go out and make a difference in the Native American community. In just a couple of days, I'm going to be flying out to Chamawa Indian School, and I'm going to be working with their young people there. I'm going to be teaching martial arts and try and encourage them and teach them how, in spite of their circumstances that they were brought into in this world, they can really, really go on and do great things. And I use myself as an example with that in a lot of ways. But I also, you know, through martial arts, teach them that, if you just can apply a little bit of discipline and focus, you can get out of the circumstances that you're currently in. Listen, that's more than a Christmas gift. That's more than anything that you can do. Now, I work with other organizations who bring Christmas gifts to Native Americans and other less fortunate young people. They're not even going to remember that in like 2 weeks. They won't probably remember what they got. They won't play with those toys anymore. It's just a Christmas morning thing. But when you teach a young person the set of skills they need to change their world and be successful, you're giving them something that's going to last a lifetime. That's one reason why I always say martial arts is a great gift to give a young person, because if you can pay for their training for 6 months to a year or more, you're really going to make a difference in the way that they think, especially the girls. I love when girls study martial arts and go all the way, because it's just such a life-changing, eye-opening event, you know, when you're brought into this world a girl. I don't know how else to put that. You just, you know, you see things differently. You see that you're not as strong, and you're going to be overlooked for a lot of jobs that want men to do them, and things are gradually changing, but they still haven't changed as much as they should have, I would think, by now. Martial arts will really turn the corner on the way a young girl will think, and I encourage girls. And getting preteen and teenage girls to do martial arts is like pulling teeth, man. Ask anybody in the demographics. Teenage girls and preteens don't want to do it. They're probably very insecure about their technique or even their being out there as a young girl, you know, whatever. But it's rare. It's rare that a girl in that age category, you know, from like age 11 to age 18, 19, is interested in martial arts. So I'm assuming I was a rarity, but I'm not surprised. Too many things that I'm normal with in this world. Ask anybody who knows me, but that's okay. You know, God wires all of us to be the way we are so that we can make a difference in the world. Okay, well, I want to go just a little bit deeper in a spiritual sense. And I always say this is the part of my assignment where I get kind of Christy, and because that's just who I am, and that's my life, and that's what I want to share with you. So, you know, go ahead and turn it off now if you don't want to hear anything a little bit deeper, because I do reference the Bible quite a bit for the next few minutes. But, you know, it's so true. If you can read in Matthew chapter 6, the whole flow thing about how you need to, like, not feel like you have to irrevocably be responsible for everything is a basic Christian principle. When I say Christian, I don't mean anything to do with church. I'm talking about someone who tries to follow the teachings of Christ, because that's what a Christian is. Anything with an IAN is a follower, and then Christ. So, you know, all we have are the first four books of the New Testament to actually hear the things that Christ said on how to live your life. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. I want to encourage you to get a Bible and read those books, because the teachings of Christ are so incredible for today on how you can live your life. Yes, Jesus Christ does talk about flow. He doesn't talk about it like Bruce Lee does, but he does say, you know, in Matthew chapter 6, to take no thought for tomorrow, because we have enough problems to deal with today. He goes, don't you know that if I'm taking care, if Father God is taking care of the birds and making sure they got food and that the flowers are going to be beautiful this spring, don't you know he's going to make sure you have food? I mean, you have kids. I mean, this is what Jesus Christ is saying. You have kids. When your kid goes hungry, would you put a rock on their plate? Who would do that? You'd say, no, come here. I'm going to make sure you got what you need. Because don't you know that Father God is going to make sure that you have everything that you need too? These are all basic principles on how to live your life. And all you really have to do is believe in Christ for these principles to become applicable to you. And martial arts has been a big part of my life for pretty much my entire life, my adult life. But my belief in Jesus Christ will supersede anything at any time. And those principles to live by are just so basic and so comforting. You know, I get a lot of people who think that, well, I don't want nothing to do with that stuff because I don't want nobody telling me how to live my life. You know, I don't know if, you know, organized religion set up an ideology that, you know, your whole world is just going to be terribly anesthetic if you decide that you want to follow the teachings of Christ. I don't know where that came from. But you can just go get a Bible and read those first four books for yourself, and you can make your own decision. And if you don't like the King James 1600 version, because the Bible's been around a long time, yeah, go get a modern copy. It doesn't matter. Read it and try to make a reasonable understanding. When he came onto the scene, the first thing he said was, look, I'm not trying to cause you to feel like there's some sort of anesthetic set of rules you got to go by. I'm here to take that off of you. He said, the word gospel means good news. So he says, I've got good news for you. I don't want you to feel like you have to bear all these burdens, these religious burdens. I'm taking it off you. If you start reading the Bible immediately when Jesus becomes an adult, that's the first thing that he says. And understanding the culture of what was going on at that time, you see, the Pharisaic regulations were into to law. So we're talking about Pharisaic, meaning the Pharisees, they were the religious rulers at the time, and they combined the law into religious ceremonies. I mean, it got really strict because it was Mosaic. It was laws for Moses where you had to wash your hands before stuff, and you had to go attend things at a certain time. You couldn't do things on certain days and all this stuff. And Jesus Christ was the rebel. He goes, I'm not doing all that. I mean, I'm not, that's not what's important. I don't want to do that. I'm not encouraging you to be that way because I came to fulfill all that stuff. And to tell you that the most important thing is that you love God and that you love your neighbor as yourself. So when we think of neighbor, we think of anybody within our vicinity. Our vicinity, you have to love people within your immediate vicinity as if you would love yourself. So that's quite a bit of love. I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to work on flow and just letting go and understanding that there's a God that is going to take care of a lot of things and control things where I can just rest on him and let him handle these issues. Flow. Just consider the lilies and the birds of the air. They don't toil, they don't worry, and yet your Heavenly Father makes sure that they have everything that they need. So I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, especially the control freaks out there like myself, learn to let go. You know, if you want to move in the right direction, just even if it's a baby step, take that baby step. If this is truly the year for those who are having physical ailments and they know that their body can be a lot better, if this is the year that you're finally going to make the decision to do that, don't quit on Valentine's Day when somebody gives you chocolate. Don't quit. Like I said, even if you just show up and stretch for 10 minutes, go. Do something. You know, a lot of people, well, I'm just going to buy the home gym, you know, the Total Gym. Chuck Norris, God bless him. I had one. I sold it on Craigslist. Problem with that home equipment stuff, dude, is you won't do it. I mean, it becomes a very expensive coat rack. I've fallen for that trap many times. I have to go. I have to get in my car and go somewhere. I won't do it. It's just too hard to make myself do it at home with everything that's going on. So I want to encourage you to move in the right direction of what it is you need to do physically, mentally, and spiritually. Seek it out. Seek out spiritual reasoning and understanding just as much as you want to work on your physical body, work on your spiritual life as well. These are all part of the balance in life. Even martial arts, we have the body, mind, spirit triangle. This balance in life is what's going to help your flow, going to help you achieve the flow that you need to. In this world, you will have tribulation. I didn't make that up. That's what Jesus Christ said. He said, you're going to have problems in the world. But he said, I want you to be comforted to know that I've overcome the world. In other words, he already paid the price for you to have a good life. An abundant life, in the Christian sense, is good relationships, good health, and to have money coming in. An abundant life, Jesus Christ said, that I have already paid the price for you to have an abundant life. So what that means is his sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice of love on the cross, guarantees you to have an abundant life. You just have to believe in it, of course, but belief is everything. I mean, belief is what sets your mind in the direction it needs to go in. No dabbling. Don't dabble. Believe 100% with all your heart, mind, and soul. That's what we got to do this year. And I'm certainly working on the letting go of the control and just flowing with it. Hey, listen, here's the bottom line, especially, you know, if you're someone who is a leader, martial arts teacher, whatever. You know, we're perfectionists in so many ways. People fall short of what we expect of ourselves. I tell my black belt instructors this all the time. You guys, you got to loosen up in class a little bit. You know, your students aren't going to be perfectionists like you are. The reason why you are a black belt is because you're a perfectionist. And, you know, you were hard on yourself. And most students aren't going to be that way. They're not going to be hard on themselves. Most of your employees, guys, aren't going to have the level of perfection that you had to get that business going or to be a management or be in management position. It takes a certain mindset where you are willing to do whatever it takes to be successful. That's a very rare personality trait, especially in this day and age. So you almost have to cut people a little bit of a break and when it comes to that whole flow, be water friend thing. I hate to quote SpongeBob, but he really did say something cool. I remember my kid used to watch SpongeBob. He'd go, listen, maybe you should just lower your standards. It's true. I mean, you're living in a very imperfect world. Your relationships are going to be imperfect. They're not going to be up to the speed that you are. You're very rare. You're in a percentile of people who aren't there. And so you can't, you know, you can't get all frustrated and mad about it. You've got to learn to be water, my friend. Be water. Okay, just a quick update. At the end of the month, I'm going to be going to the Mega Martial Arts Weekend in Atlantic City. And, man, that thing is big. It's just a very, very big event now. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So good for Alan Goldberg. He's done a great job promoting that. But listen, if you want to come on out, I'd love to meet you. I will be having a setup with the Cherokee Masters of Martial Arts, and I'll have books and T-shirts and Warrior Wolf pictures. That is my it's kind of a Native American tribal name that I was given by my chief. So you come on out there and meet Brother Dennis Warren and his chief also, and come by and say hi. So anyway, as we continue to move forward in this year, I just want to say thank you. I'm very humbled and gracious that you're reading my stuff. You read my books and my magazine columns and even now my blogs. I'm very honored that something I say can touch you, and it has for over 20 years now in a lot of my magazines and books and things of that nature. So, you know, it's always nice to know that you're in your calling, and I know that my calling is in communicating and writing and speaking and that kind of thing. And, again, I never set out to try to be a big hat with these things. I just was trying to stand in my truth, and I got very blessed in it. And really, if you stand in your truth, whatever that truth is, you will be blessed in it, because that's why you were put into this world. That's why God created you and put you here. I'm going to see you in the next few days. Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, appreciate you on AMAARadio.com every Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. That's when this show pre-recorded live airs, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and then, of course, available 24/7 after the show is on. So I'm excited for you, because I just know you've got blessed things coming up in 2018, if you believe the way that I believe. And outside of that, I would say, man, you just keep praying. Pray, pray, pray. Prayer does work. Prayer changes things. God bless you. See you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Joe Corley with a quick offer for all of our friends here at the AMAA. As you know, we never get a second chance at our first impression. So for those of you who could use some help with your first impression on your Facebook pages, on Instagram, and on your website, we're offering a special discount here from our Social Media Marketing Warriors team. Take a note, if you can, and check Facebook at Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors page. Take a quick look at some of our videos, then reach out to me on Messenger, and I'll be happy to put together a personalized sample video for you so you can see what the high-definition video will look like online. That's Joe Corley's Social Media Marketing Warriors, and in your message, mention AMAA discount. I look forward to speaking soon. All the best.